Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Several weeks ago, I heard the story of Philip Nicolai, and I'd like to take a few moments to share his story with you. The son of a Lutheran pastor, Philip Nicolai was born on the 10th of August, 1556, in Germany. From 1575 to 1579, he studied theology at the universities of Erfurt and Wittenberg before being ordained as a Lutheran pastor. This was during the time of religious sectarian violence, and on a number of occasions, Pastor Nicolai had to flee for his life, but he continued to serve his members in secret house meetings. Pastor Nicolai was noted for being a wonderful preacher and for defending the Lutheran faith from the onslaught of Calvinism. In 1596, Pastor Nicolai became the pastor at Unna in Westphalia. It was in 1597 that the plague struck and wiped out roughly 1,300 of Pastor Nicolai's parishioners. In 1 week alone, he conducted 170 funerals. But somehow, he managed to find time to write a series of meditations entitled Mirror of Joy. This was a way of comforting his grieving flock. It was also during this time of extreme sorrow, fear, and devastation that he wrote two now world-famous hymns. The first, often called the King of Lutheran Chorales, was Wake, Awake, For Night Is Flying. He cites Isaiah chapter 52, verse 8, where a watchman is standing on the city walls, as well as Jesus' parable of the 10 virgins is found in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 3. Remember the setting into which this hymn was written. Wars had just ravaged the land, and now the plague was wiping out entire families. Death, suffering, and devastation were everywhere to be seen. Pastor Nicolai's circumstances declared that there was no hope, no place for worship, no place for light, and no place for life. But into that darkness, Pastor Nicolai and his congregation sang their defiant faith to a community ravaged by death. Hear what they sang. The bridegroom comes, awake, your lamps with gladness take. Alleluia, with bridal care, yourselves prepare to meet the bridegroom who is near. And in the second verse, Zion hears the watchman singing, and all her heart with joy is springing. She wakes, she rises from her gloom. And in the third verse, we're joining with the choir immortal. We gather round thy radiant throne. No eye has seen the light, no ear has heard the might of thy glory. Therefore will we eternally sing hymns of praise and joy to thee. The second hymn is entitled, Morning Star, How Fair and Bright. This is often referred to as the Queen of Lutheran Chorales, as it blends a series of images of Jesus as Savior and Deliverer from death. Again, listen to the words and recall the dire situation into which they spoke. Verses 5 and 6 of Morning Star, How Fair and Bright. O let the harps break forth in sound, our joy be all with music crowned, our voices gladly blending. For Christ goes with us all the way, today, tomorrow, every day. His love is never ending. Sing out, ring out, jubilation, exultation, tell the story. Great is He and King of glory. What joy to know when life is past, the Lord we love is first and last, the end and the beginning. He will one day, O glorious grace, transport us to that happy place, beyond all tears and sinning. Amen, amen. Come, Lord Jesus, crown of gladness, we are yearning for the day of your returning. How could Pastor Nicolai continue to worship Jesus and praise Him as our Savior even in the midst of death and despair and utter chaos. It is because he had spent his lifetime, particularly the good times, worshiping Jesus as Savior. That was the real training ground for him. It is where he learned that Jesus was with him, even in the worst imaginable times. People often ask me, why is it so important to attend church regularly? What's the big deal? Well, let's just ask Pastor Nikolai. When your world caves in and it appears that all hell has broken out against you and your loved ones, what do you do then? Do you curse God and die? Do you shake your fist at God angrily and inform him life isn't fair? Or do you, as your pattern and your habit of life has been, sing his praise for continually abiding with you? Sing, even in the face of death and the grave and hell itself. Sing! Sing of the love and of the victory that we have in Jesus Christ. As Pastor Nikolai writes, Alleluia, Christ the living, to us giving, life forever, keeps us yours and fails us never. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.